This is Galesburg's Evening News and WGIL. I'm Will Stephenson talking today with State Representative Dan Swanson. We're talking on Thursday as you're out here watching ground get broken on another development in Galesburg.
Absolutely. It's great to see the progress here on the north side of Galesburg and to think of what the future is going to be here and there. As we grow residential area and we grow new businesses here, it's going to be great to see that progress.
But the reason we wanted to talk to you in particular is because there's been a lot of some sort of publicity, let's say, about the situation with the LIHEAP program here in Galesburg and the Carver Community Action Agency at one point for a long time was administering it here. They were kind of, I guess, forced out, for lack of a better term, but you're telling me that that's... That things are getting better there.
Right. Unfortunately, the change of contract occurred at the time when people would be normally doing their applications for assistance. Of course, it took a while to get a new contractor on board. They're going to be opening up an office at 1036 West Losey near the Secretary of State's office here next week. And they have been proactive and now reaching out to some of their former customers to begin the process to get the applications in. WIRC, the Western Illinois Regional Council, will be handling the contracts now.
Take me back for those who maybe have heard a bunch of different things about this. What happened to led to the change as far as you're aware?
As I understand, there was some problems with the previous contractor and a new one was brought on board to handle this.
So how involved were you? I imagine your phone was probably at times ringing off the hook about what would happen, not necessarily who would administer it, but what would happen here, given now that, oh, I don't know, it's kind of cold out.
Yeah, absolutely. When you get those phone calls, the people are quite distressed, concerned their heat would be turned off. And we told everyone that called us that there is no fear of their heat being turned off. Their heat will remain on through the heating season, but I certainly understood their concerns and passions, and so we've reached out to those who have contacted our office, providing them with a phone number they can reach out, and it was very frustrating there with some of the answers I was even receiving from Springfield of when the agency would be up and running, and I'd share that. Well, it would turn out that it wasn't true, and things weren't moving as fast as we certainly would have liked them to, but we're going to be starting up here now.
What's your perspective on LIHEAP in general? Is it something that's still needed? I ask this just given, you know, the last couple of years we've had of, well, fun, for lack of a better term, with the state budget situation. Is that something that needs to stay, get better, change in any way?
It's a great program, the low-income heating assistance program. And it's funded a lot through private donations. And Ameren is the company that provides those donations back to customers in the area. So it's a great program. It's one that works without a lot of government involvement.
You mentioned that you were frustrated with even some of the answers you were getting from Springfield. talk a little bit about that, just because, you know, you're a lawmaker, right? You should be able to get the answers in theory when you need them or when you want them, but talk about that end of it.
Well, it is very frustrating, and to receive as going through that contract process as they did, to be told that it was going to be all the customers would be contacted by 1 December, and in fact that did not happen. So I called and said, hey, where are we at on this now? Well, by 11 December we'll have some answer. We'll begin the process, and that didn't happen, and it's just been a battle, and I don't like to do any finger pointing, but it just took a lot of hard work and initiative to make this come together.
All right. How are things going otherwise for you here? You got a little bit of time before you have to go back to the Capitol to start a new year, and what other things are you hearing? What other concerns are you hearing these days, and what do you think you'll work on when you go back?
Well, we go back to 23rd of January, and of course, we've got another budget year to put together. We'll see how that goes. A lot of discussion of the recreational marijuana bill maybe coming up to vote. And it will remain on the same committees we were on last time, but it's just going to be another interesting year, and especially as we enter into the campaign season, that adds a whole new dimension to even what we experienced as freshman legislators last year.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Do you realistically think here, at least in the first few months, that you're going to get anything done, given that there's a primary coming up?
Well, it's going to be difficult, but it's going to be interesting. It'll be my first time going through this, but we've got to keep things moving. We've still got the legislation that I've been personally working on that I'd like to see get moved through the House so we can get over the Senate as soon as we can. And it's just going to be another interesting year, I think.
All right, State Representative Dan Swanson, I'm sure we'll, as always, talk to you plenty going down the road. So thanks for your time today.
Absolutely, Will. Thank you very much. And everyone have a safe and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Dan.
Thanks, Will.
State Representative Dan Swanson on Galesburg's Evening News. Back with more coming up on WGIL.